Bum 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 bum
bum bum bum
bum bum.
And I'm gonna miss everybody.
And I'm gonna miss. Tell me what you're gonna do
when all the cousins are in town.
And mine, mine, moo.
That's all we got.
We take out the garbage, we can send base. One test, two mics, a couple cats, just you and me, son, talking face to face. Oh yeah. Do we take out the garbage, we can send the base. One test, two mics, a couple cats, just you and me, son, talking face to face. Oh yeah.
Hey, dude.
Can you delete that out?
No.
No.
Our intros are getting worse and worse and worse.
Well, this is the first intro we've had in a while, isn't it?
Because we can't think of anything else to do. Ever.
You know, maybe this is a very sweaty room. I feel very hot.
It is a hot room.
I have to
keep your clothes on.
No, that may not happen.
Yeah, don't take off all your clothes, even though it's getting hot and hurt.
Well, I just
it's weird.
This is a podcast. This is after we take out the garbage. I'm Dave.
I'm Haley.
And then if we go around the table.
My name is Hannah, like Hanukkah without the ka and without the
or like Hana Lee, where Puff the Magic Dragon was from.
Also, like that.
Isn't that homily?
Or is it?
No. A homily is when
like
you...
Like a sermon.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's what I thought, but...
My name is actually Hannah.
You're not might... Hama?
He's been calling you Hama for the last 22 years.
That's really crazy. All right. Next.
My name's Daisy.
Like as in
Duck.
Duke.
Daisy Duke or Duck.
Is that what the shorts are named after? Is Daisy Duke?
Clearly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So that's you have your own line of shorts. Sure. All right. Mm-hmm.
Sarah.
Okay.
All right.
I didn't get that. What was that last one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hera.
Without the...
You would be surprised how many times I say, my name's Sarah with an H, and then they write S-H.
Shira.
Shira.
Shira. Shira. I'm looking at you. You're right below me. By the way, these are my cousins, I suppose, by extension, Haley's cousins. We're married. This is our podcast. Yeah. Where
well,
we
one of them
theme.
Is your sister.
Well,
I'm your sister.
That's true. You're my sister.
They're my cousins, too.
They're my cousins, too. We have a podcast where we pick a theme and ignore it, and you're listening to it.
We didn't pick a theme.
What's and our theme?
Yeah.
Cousins. I think our theme cousins. Is just cousins. Like talking about the family.
Oh, yeah. But
we could get into trouble for that.
We've done it before. They don't listen.
That's true.
We'll just change their names to Dolly and Deggy and Daddy. With T. Datty.
Datty.
Or we can do a different letter.
So we all hail from some different parts. Well, Haley and I...
We hail from this house that we're in.
Yeah, this house. And Nick, you hail from, Daisy, Duke. You hail from the great town of Cherry Valley.
Yep, way down south of here.
Yep. Wait, is it a town or a village? Or a city?
We're actually part of Cherry Valley Township, which is different than Cherry Valley Village.
Oh, that's a thing.
Which one is the Mullen?
I have no idea.
Huh.
Intrigue.
So like, do they have like their own mayor?
I don't know. It's
no, because I think it's like, because we're in Rockford Township.
Oh,
and
so you just have different.
Yeah, like we don't have a mayor or anything. Like, I mean, we weren't able to vote for mayor.
Right.
But.
Yeah, because we're all governed by county.
Yeah,
board.
We're county.
Yeah.
But you
so you
leaves.
Might be county too then.
We can what?
Burn leaves.
We can,
but we don't have a yard to do it,
yeah.
So we actually can't.
We'd just be, like, burning...
We'd just burn our house down.
Yeah.
So you live in Rockford, but outside
We don't
of
live
it.
In the city of Rockford.
Crazy.
Yeah, but you want to know what's crazier? That house that's right next door to us over here, city of Rockford.
Yeah.
Oh.
Mind blown.
Mind blown, which means that their taxes are 3 times more than ours.
Yeah.
And you're just across the street.
Fuck you. All right. So who else is here? We'll go.
Didn't we just go around?
Yeah. Well,
we're talking about where people are here. Yeah.
Oh, I'm like, wait. Dave is Alzheimer's.
Stay with us.
Who wants next? Nexties.
Sarah, please. Sarah. Tell us where you hail from.
San Diego. It's lovely.
It is. I wish I was living in San Diego. Yeah.
You should all come visit me in San Diego.
We'll like just everyone
stay
listening?
Stay forever.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, invitation.
Yeah, there's an extra room.
For all of you.
Yeah.
We did a podcast there in our first season.
We did.
With no extra room.
Yeah.
No extra room.
We slept in a bed in a drawer.
Ooh.
We did.
It was actually.
Whatever. I moved to the floor because the floor was more comfortable than that bed.
It was a little bit. Yeah.
I lived there for 3 years, man.
I know.
I couldn't.
That's why you're so fucked up. No.
My back hurt for like 3 weeks after that.
Yeah.
I couldn't handle it.
Yeah.
I do like sleeping in a regular bed.
Instead of a drawer.
That would scare me that like, what if you were like just, you were so dead asleep, but someone broke into your house and they just scooted you into the, they just closed the drawer while you're in bed. And then they're like, we can just take all of her stuff. She's in there.
Yeah. Or I'd have like weird, you know, night frights where I'd be like, there's like someone inside the, you know, where the empty space is. Yeah.
Wow. But,
like, it would scare it's just too weird for me.
That is frightening.
Because, I mean, really, how could you get out of there?
You can do this, push yourself out.
Oh, like
top, kinda, like you crawl
making
yourself
a
out.
Shimmy
I see.
Motion.
I was making...
Nobody can actually see that.
It's okay.
But for what a scaredy cat I am, I'm kind of surprised I lived there that long by myself.
Did you keep an axe in the drawer just in case you had to break yourself out?
You were in a very like public spot though, being the very first apartment right there. So it's not
street
like
level.
Yeah. Maybe
like
if you were like
the
if you were like the back apartment that, so maybe if you made enough noise, someone would be like, something's wrong in that apartment.
Yeah. Or so. Maybe they'd just be like, that's just another drunk person on the side of the room.
Yeah. You
but
never
I survived.
Know.
Yeah.
You're just screaming,
you survived.
I'm not drunk. Someone come in here, please.
The mean streets of San Diego.
Yeah.
They are mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Nick knows.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Nick got attacked.
What?
On the mean streets of
this
San Diego.
Is a true story?
You know this story, but we'll repeat it because others don't know it.
Tell me, I don't remember it if you told me.
So we were out at the bar, I'm sure having a cup of coffee, and they kicked us out because it was closing time. So we were getting in our Uber. It's a very nice Uber. Sarah was climbing in, and some, we assume, homeless guy on the side of the street was like, I don't know, vomiting in the street or something. He got mad at us, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, came and maced my face.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You knew that.
I didn't. Well, maybe at some point I was told this story, but I definitely don't remember.
I didn't even see it happening. I just saw.
This is shocking news.
You just saw him, like, topple over?
No, I saw Chris Meinhardt, who I didn't even know that well, and you
just an old friend from way back in the day. And
he was taking off his jacket and like walking around the corner and be like, what the heck? And then I didn't see what happened around the corner.
But Chris came back with bloody fists.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Is that
intense.
True?
I know.
Wow.
Yeah. And then they wouldn't let me back in the bar.
Rude.
What was the name of the bar?
Basic.
Don't go there.
Basic bitches.
You get maced. Yeah. You have to just.
Die.
Go to 7-Eleven.
Did you go to 7-Eleven?
Cry it out, you wimp.
Yeah.
I tried to cry it out.
That sucks.
You had contacts in though, right? And that like holds on to the oil? Is that how that works?
It actually didn't feel as bad until I took the contacts out.
Oh.
Because then the oil just
seeps.
Yuck.
That's awful.
And then I bathed in milk.
Oh, yeah. Did that actually happen?
Your body or your eyes?
Well, I mean,
you had to start from the top, so
the trickle down effect.
Most of the ice.
Or did you actually just like fill up your hotel with milk? You're like, bring in all the gallons.
Nope, we made one of the concierge go to the store and get a gallon, half gallon of milk at the time.
Wow.
Wow. Nice.
2 or 3 in the morning?
But that's rare. You should still come visit me in San Diego. No,
it was an experience. I'd go back.
Yeah. So what about the main streets of Portland?
What about them?
Do you get attacked?
No, there are just a lot of characters.
Yeah.
You recently said something about Portland needing like extra blood of a certain type because of all the stabbings.
Yeah. There's like not a lot of gun violence there. It's definitely like the safest city I've lived in, I think.
Except for all the stabbings.
But yeah, then there are a lot of stabbings.
Well, there was that thing on the bus,
the Max line, yeah.
Yeah, where that guy.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm,
which I went through the stop that it was on the way to the airport. It's on the way.
That's like, crazy.
Yeah.
You didn't stab, did you?
I did not.
Did you stab anybody?
Yeah, could have been. Well.
She's that's the telling. Problem.
As long as you're not shooting people.
That's right.
I don't know. I think I'd rather get shot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, I don't know.
I mean, it's hard to say. Well, I mean, I'm not like, you know, come on and stab me, but, you know, I don't.
That's a good would you rather. Would you rather be shot or stabbed?
Yeah.
I feel a little bit like, though, you would have to be in really close proximity to be stabbed.
Yeah.
Right? You know what I mean? You have to be within arm's reach.
But what if they stab you over and over again?
Well,
if they shoot you over and over again.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like after like the first shot, you might not feel anything after. You know, it'd just be like
fight or flight.
Yeah.
Response.
It'd be. I don't know. I think I would choose being shot.
Hmm. Yeah. I guess I would. I mean. Yeah.
There's this TV show called The Following. You guys heard of it? I don't know if it's still on, but it had Kevin Bacon.
I was going to say Kevin Bacon, right?
Uh-huh. But he was like a cop that followed this cult that was obsessed with Edgar Allan Poe.
I hate cults.
But no, this TV show was like every episode it'd be like mass stabbings. Like this cult would go into like a bookstore during like I'm only doing this example because this was an episode.
No wonder you
they went
cults.
Into a bookstore during a book signing with it. Oh, so there was like a massive amount of people and they all went in there and they stabbed people just standing there, but they stabbed them all like 20 times. It was just, they walked up to people and went like stab, 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 stab. And it's like, that sounds like the worst thing ever to just be walk up to me and just stab me 20 times.
Yeah.
Why didn't they move?
But every episode was there's someone, they killed everyone on that show. No, it was like Game of Thrones where no one fucking was safe.
That's crazy.
And everyone gets stabbed at least 20 times.
That's frightening.
I know. Yes. It's a scary. And finally, I stopped watching it because I was like, well, one, just I know someone's just going to get stabbed. Like, it's not different.
There they go.
But the only person not going to get stabbed is the guy that is stabbing. The fucking cult master. Kill that fucker.
Any stabbings in your bookstore?
No, but there are a lot of
cults.
God, I wonder where that show took place now.
There are a lot of weird people. My theory is that Portland is a weird place.
Oh, yeah.
And so I feel like the average person is just a little weirder than normal. And so I feel like the weird people have to like really out weird it.
Outshine the other weirdos.
Yeah. I mean, we're like, we are in like the border of kind of a seedy area, not gonna lie. So
I thought you were on the border of a crazy wealthy area.
My house is.
Oh.
Not the bookstore is like between downtown and then like where the edge of downtown is and where you go to die in Portland.
Oh, how nice.
Yeah, I accidentally took the bus in the wrong direction once and I like got off and I was like, ooh, yeah, I might die here tonight on the street.
I just imagined that, like, in Alaska, how they, like, ship all their elderly off on icebergs.
What?
And, you know what I'm talking about. Like, when they get old, too old to be living anymore, to be useful in society, they're like, okay, go die now.
Yeah, what's that movie where when you turn 30 and then
Valhalla?
It's like a future movie and, like, you're 30 and you... Yeah, okay.
Well, that's just what I imagine in Portland is that they just put their elderly people out
actually,
in like the middle of this
when I
area.
See children or older people, I like forget that they exist because Portland is all 20 and 30 somethings. They call it the place where young people go to retire.
Oh.
Which is accurate.
That's That's interesting. That makes me want to visit it more.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a cool place for sure. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's go.
Yeah. Not like you guys came to visit me in Boston when you said you were going to.
I did.
Yeah.
Just.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Only because you had to go for a wedding.
Shut the fuck up.
Irrelevant.
Let's drink some beer about it, eh?
Beer.
All right.
Hana. Was it really?
No.
I hate burps.
I know, you fart. You're a farter.
I'm a farter.
Hana the farter.
It's better to burp and taste it than fart and waste it.
No. Fart. Always.
That's your motto. I always
fart. I have a tattoo of that, actually.
Forever fart.
Forever farter. That's why you don't have a boyfriend. It's like across your chest in like old English. Farter.
That's true. It's all you heard it here. Yeah.
So if any of you fellas or
looking for a farter.
Yeah.
We got one right here.
Yep.
She's a drifter willing to move to any city. At the drop of a hat.
Okay. I think we need a So anyway,
beers.
Beer. Yeah.
So what beers should we start with?
Yours.
Me? Okay. I just got this actually the other night. I saw it up on the shelf. It's from New Belgium. It's a French Oak Saison, a limited release, but it's a barrel-aged sour farmhouse ale.
I only like the word sour in there. I don't like barrel-aged, and I don't like farmhouse.
Hmm. You are gonna... You might not hate it.
I don't know what either of those words imply.
Me
really.
Neither. Yeah.
What's that?
Barrel-aged and farmhouse.
So barrel-aged is usually if it's like it'll be really strong tasting, like if they do like a whiskey barrel or, yeah, you know, bourbon barrel.
Yeah, or brandy.
Farmhouse means it's funky.
Yeah, funky. Like Belgian yeast tends to be kind of funky. Like, yeah, that's a farmhouse.
That's, yeah, what you're drinking is a funky one.
Well, but why don't you, farmhouse and barrel are separate things. It's not a farmhouse barrel.
Right. No, they're completely separate things.
Yeah. Okay. Farmhouse refers to... Well, this is interesting because they call it a Saison.
Oh, that's just not terrible.
Yeah, see?
It's actually pretty good.
Yeah. Here, you want to try? Y'all?
So...
Yeah. I taste the farmhouse, though, for sure.
You do.
It has a very distinct...
Funky.
Funky.
Belgian funk. Yep. No, I like it. New Belgium, I think, especially with their limited releases, tend to... Nice. Yeah. They tend to hold up, like, I don't know.
I like mine better. My farmhouse ale better.
Well, and yours?
Do you like farmhouse
wine? I'm going to have to try yours because I've never tried that one before.
But the reason I think okay, so mine is Boulevard Tank 7 Farmhouse Ale. And that's all it says. But yours is more sour tasting.
Yeah, very sour.
Mm-hmm. And mine is not. But it's also not like I get nervous that it'll be super hoppy or something, and it's not that either.
No.
Is it bready or banana-y?
Not clove-y? Banana-y.
Clovey? Get any of that stuff?
He doesn't like it.
You're going to love this Wednesday.
Oh my God. I'm going to hate this Wednesday. Oh, it's weird. It's not like a normal farmhouse.
Yeah?
I don't know. I don't know how to describe that.
Spotted Cow is a farmhouse.
Oh.
Yeah. Also, Minhas is Lazy Mutt is a farmhouse.
No.
Yeah, you know? All right, what are you drinking, Daisy Duke?
I actually drank mine. The current beer I'm drinking is exactly what Sarah is drinking.
Mm. Well, what'd you just drink?
I drank a Starburst Wheat.
Ooh.
It's got a tongue on it with a star on the tongue.
Yeah, it looks...
Do you have a star on your tongue now that you drank it?
Yeah.
I think so. Nice.
Stick it out farther.
I would offer to let everybody try it, but you can't.
Rats.
So did you like, not like?
I liked it, but...
You're right. They are.
Do you like this one better?
What was the other one you drank? I wasn't listening.
Rewind it.
Yeah. Oh, the wheat. It's a wheat.
Yeah,
okay.
There's a wheat.
Yeah.
I like the farmhouse. That's what I'm drinking now.
Very good.
Yeah.
You drank their hoppy wheat at Brookview, right?
Yes.
This is a hoppy wheat, so how does it compare? Oh.
I like your hoppy wheat better.
Okay.
Oh, hey.
That's
the
correct answer.
Nice. Mm.
You win. You just win. I mean, you win. You don't.
I mean, we might give you another one.
Hana?
I'm drinking I'm drinking a Boulevard Brewing Company Hibiscus Goss.
Goes.
I feel like... Anyway.
Hana sounds like Goss.
Oh, yeah. I'm Hana. I like weightlifting. I like milk.
She does like milk.
She does. I love milk. That's true. I really do like milk. It is a sour ale brewed with sea salt, coriander, and hibiscus flowers. I like it, although I feel like it's not as sour as other sours.
Well, it's not a sour. It's a goes.
Oh.
Can you taste the hibiscus?
I don't know if I would know what a hibiscus tastes like, to be honest.
Can you smell the hibiscus?
I also don't know if I know this as...
Yeah, I don't know. I think hibiscus is just kind of floral.
Is it?
Revolution has a hibiscus. What do you... Just, I've had it.
See, when you say floral, I've had it too.
Okay.
But I like that.
A goes is a...
I like that better than that one too.
Yeah.
Really?
A goes is a salty beer. That's what it is.
Ooh. Oh. I love salt.
Yeah. So...
And don't you need salt?
It has like a...
I need it!
You need
goes and sours are really similar, as in they can be tart, but a goes is not a sour.
I've never
in
heard
particular.
Of a goes before.
Yeah. And it goes always there's has salt?
Hear me now. Hear me now.
They're very popular right now.
Oh.
There's lots of goeses out there.
Have you heard of the have a goes? Am I just not
yes.
cool? Oh, okay.
I haven't.
I feel like if I live in Portland, I should know.
I can... All I've only things. Had one goes that I did not like, and it was, and I should have known better because it said it was a goes style beer. Oh. So that I was, it so it means it's not really a goes. I think that was by Sierra Nevada. Is that right? That's a, that's a beer.
Oh, I mean, it is.
Yeah no, that's who made it. And it was fucking disgusting.
Oh, okay.
And I think it's because they always just say goes, and this said goes style.
By the
beer.
Way, Sierra Nevada is sponsoring our talk today.
Yeah. Well, I hate every Sierra Nevada beer I've ever had. Sorry. Fucking
terrible.
There
goes a free fucking beer.
Sorry. Hey, I didn't... they pay for our opinion. Yeah. It doesn't have to be the right one.
I feel
one.
Like we should do an NPR style... So if you're enjoying our show so far, I'd like to ask, what do you think... What do you think our show is worth to you? $5? $10?
$40?
I feel like we're going to have you re-record that, and we're going to play that every episode. So just be prepared to do that later.
Great.
I'm drinking the Jelly Donut from Generations Brewing, which is out of Freeport, Illinois, which is about 40 minutes away from here.
Surprisingly, an awesome brewery.
Wow.
Yeah, it's
randomly,
really good.
Yeah.
I met a girl once from Freeport.
Yeah.
When I lived in Boston, and I said I had family in Rockford, and she was like, "Oh, Rockford's trashy." I was like, "So is Freeport."
Yeah. Don't act like Freeport is way trashier.
That's what I said. I was like, "Please don't act like." All right, you're from Buffalo Grove. I can see how you talk down about Rockford, but like, you're just as trashy. Yeah. Excuse me.
Anyway. Yeah. This is one of my favorites from Generations. It's a very low alcohol content, which means I can drink several of them, and it takes me a while to get sloppy. but yeah, it's supposedly a Berliner Weiss, but it tastes really sour. But it is made with cherries and what the fuck else? Blueberries. Mm. So that might be where that comes from. But
yeah, it's a pretty. Let me chase it out of the bottle because I only ever had it out of a growler or from their tap.
Yeah, I don't. I think it tastes the same.
From a growler? I taste too.
Yeah, I think it tastes the same too.
Tastes the same.
From what I remember, at least.
I had met a stranger recently that told me it was better out of the bottle. It tastes the same to me. I don't.
Well, should
different.
We all cheers?
Cheers!
Cheers, cousins. Cousins. Did I already say that we're all cousins?
But we're not all
but,
cousins.
Except for my sister and my wife. Sure.
Everybody's my cousin.
Everyone's my cousin,
that's right.
too.
Yeah.
Except for Haley. She's not. She's your wife.
She's a cousin-in-law.
We had a conversation about first cousins once removed.
Yeah.
Terry.
What did Terry call Dave? Or
what?
He said sometimes removed.
No, like, he said you were
once cousins, sometimes removed.
Yeah. We were like, that sounds like murder. Like a slight kidnapping, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
We're all just regular cousins.
Yeah, this has been a very at least family filled weekend for you guys, at least mm-hmm. on your side of the family.
Well, that was the only reason I came home. Nope.
Yeah.
Got to.
Yeah.
So with this holiday weekend, does anyone have actual plans for the 4th of July to watch fireworks or anything?
I will be working from 7 to 9
Good.
PM.
Don't get stabbed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe you should take anti-stabbing classes.
Is it like self-defense?
Yeah.
You should tell that girl from Buffalo Grove
Actually,
to come to Portland. Get stabbed
our
a little.
Work,
which goes like, Portland,
says
get stabbed
can,
a little in my feminist bookstore.
You can take one self-defense class a year and have them pay for it, which
Who
when
will
they
do
said
this?
That, my work and I was like oh that seems super awesome and then I was like why do you need to like why
Wait
is that
minute.
Part of our benefits
because they watch The Following
yeah probably I work at a bookstore for the reference that's why that makes sense
I was looking at a map of your bookstore and it's huge
it is
can I
large.
Ask you this what is a mezzanine
is like an entry
yeah they have that in
like
theaters
a, like a vestibule
It's more like
a
half
balcony.
Level.
A
yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like
just
our
kidding.
Mezzanine is like you come from like the stairs and there's like a little like there's some stuff we have there, but it's like a halfway like
it's a half floor.
It's not like a room. It's
oh,
like
it's
a,
in between like a,
right.
a basement floor and an upper
mm-hmm.
floor. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Or any floor. It doesn't have to be between a basement.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Which makes sense. It's Italian.
Probably. Is it mezza also?
Yeah.
Appetizers.
Is it? That doesn't make any
middle.
Sense.
Mezza means middle. So it's probably in the in-between appetizers and or in between entree and dessert, maybe?
Oh, like, okay.
Sounds like a good course.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's
you know what I'm talking
dessert.
About, right?
I do.
Okay. Anyway.
I didn't know there was something in between an entree and dessert.
Between an entree and a dessert? Oh, so okay. Yeah, I gotcha. Like in France and like
just eat
the most
dessert.
Of Europe, don't they have like five? Because I know in France they always talk about like you get your appetizer and then like your salad and then your cheese and then your entree and then your aperitif and then your dessert. Like, you know, it's mm-hmm. always like a five course meal or
Probably
something.
Probably fine dining. I don't know.
But they're all way smaller courses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I always liked that idea.
Yeah. No, I didn't eat at a restaurant in France because everyone in Paris, everyone's very mean.
That's what
So I bought a bunch of cheese and bread and wine and ate a load of my apartment.
That sounds very French.
It was great, actually. Yeah, it was really great. Yeah. So.
So you've been to Europe. Mm-hmm. Have you guys been to Europe?
Never been to Europe.
Never
no.
Europe.
But you
no.
went
I mean,
to Australia. And
I did go to Australia.
What other continents? South America, perhaps?
Africa? Did you go to Africa?
Kelly went to Africa.
Oh.
My wife.
Did she bless the rain?
No.
I bless the rain.
But she joined Toto.
Nice.
Oh, man.
Super Mario Brothers.
Toto. Yeah. All right. Well.
I say it sounded like you just went into Mario.
I did.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Thanks. So, have any of you seen?
Yes.
Okay. Have you seen any French movies, like art movies, before? I feel like it's a thing.
Maybe?
I mean...
I've seen Amelie. Does that count? Although in Europe, that's like a real basic movie to watch.
Really?
It's like they're Mean Girls or
yeah.
something.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a really basic movie.
Yeah, I don't care.
Clueless.
Those are all great
movies. What about A Very Long Engagement? Have you seen that?
No. Oh, please watch A Very Long Engagement.
Tell us about it.
It's got Audrey Tautou.
Oh.
But it takes place during World War I. And she's trying to find her husband?
Yeah, so her fiance leaves to be in World War I, and then she gets notice that he's been killed, but she doesn't believe it, so she goes on this search to prove that he's still alive, but it's over like the course of years, so that's why it's a very long engagement. Amazing. It's one of my favorite movies.
And it is a very long movie itself.
It is. It's super long.
So commit yourself.
And, I mean, I feel like you have to pay attention regardless because it's subtitled. But you really have to pay attention because you're like, you have to figure out who everyone is and why she's going to visit them and what they have to do with the storyline. And
we should watch it tonight.
We should. It's only like 2 hours and 45 minutes.
Sleep at all. Yeah.
Have you ever seen the French version of Beauty and the Beast?
Like the Jean Cocteau version?
Yeah.
Maybe. It's from like the 30s or something.
Where like the hands are like
yes.
candelabras.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's
I watched
really
that in French
creepy.
Class. It's real.
It's strange.
Super weird. I, Claudius? Is that what you were thinking?
Yes, I, Claudius.
Nick
tell
and
me
I
about
took,
every year, yeah. maybe twice a year.
Nick and I took Latin in high school.
All 12 videos.
What?
So I, Claudius, it was like a Masterpiece Theater miniseries.
My mom has it on VHS, if you'd like to borrow it and relive this.
We've seen it.
Because, I've seen it.
Yeah.
Because of that. It's my mom. It's one of my mom's favorite Masterpiece Theaters, and she loves all Masterpiece
Theaters. So do they speak Latin through it?
No.
Oh.
It's just about Roman Empire, and so, we'd watch it every single year. And so it's a whole miniseries.
Yeah.
And so it takes, for a 50-minute class.
Call that a miniseries. That was a series.
That was like 3 weeks to watch the whole
series.
That was a long-ass series.
And then we watched Caligula. Caligula.
Yeah.
Caligula.
Caligula.
Caligula. My name Caligula. I'm going to stab you in Portland. Yeah. Now give me your food. Give me your donut.
Wait, so I am curious because all of my relatives went to the same high school except for me.
Haley didn't either.
That's true. Yeah. But did you like talk to each other? Like did you like hang out?
No. I said I'm not related to these fuckers. No,
Like, do people know that you are all cousins and that your family worked in the district?
Yeah, I think so. I think at least my friends knew you and your friends knew me.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
We just, I mean, David was younger, so it just didn't happen in school that we were together. Nick and I had a lot of classes together.
Most classes.
Yeah.
Two valedictorians. Two of the four valedictorians, you
five.
Guys.
You had five valedictorians?
Fiver.
Yeah.
Fiver.
The year before us had like 20.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Oh.
Cause they stopped doing weighted grades.
Yep.
Oh. Equality. That might be too we might not have enough time to get into this equality and education issue.
Well, we always like to touch on the real issues here. the real issues of the day.
How many valedictorians were there when you graduated?
I think there was
Who were yours?
One or two or I don't know. I don't remember. I don't remember that stuff.
Wow. So did you speak at... I remember going to your high school graduation.
No, we didn't speak.
Oh, okay. I mean, I don't... Like, I just remember being there. We did. And I remember them saying, like, please don't cheer. And I was, like, such a rule follower. And I was like, okay, don't cheer. And then the whole family cheered.
It's because that... Like, that graduation ceremony that you went to that you were talking about was so terrible.
It takes fucking forever. Yeah.
Well, that's the reason why I didn't want to go to my high school graduation, but mom and dad made me. And then I didn't go to either of my college graduations, except for a minute but as a spectator for the last one.
Mm.
But then we also got drunk beforehand. And then we were like, this is boring, let's go drink more.
Yeah, that fucking graduation was so fucking long.
Yeah.
Nice. And there were these two, like, I don't know, there was, like, these teenagers in front of us, and they were, like, talking shit about everyone. That one, do you
at
remember
the college
that?
Graduation or high school?
Yeah. No, it was a college one, and I was just like, what the fuck? And they had really bad breath. I could smell it. God. Buffy just walked in.
Buffy scared the living shit out of me.
She's one of the cats.
Hi, Buffalo. Yeah.
From the song.
From what song? Mike's couple of cats. Yeah. Oh. Just me and you sitting talking face to face. Aw, yeah. good times.
Good times.
Are we going to talk about memories as cousins?
Yeah, cousin memories.
Cousin
I know Dave has some really good memories of Sarah and Nick.
Oh my god. So back in the day.
Older than him and being mean.
We were pretty cool. Yeah. You always wanted to be like us.
Yeah, right. Well, maybe I did. I don't remember. But I remember I used to want to, so I wanted to like play with you guys, but you'd be like doing your own thing, and then like you'd go and run away from me and hide, and then I'd find you. And then I forget how it would come up. I'd be like, "What are you guys doing?" And you guys are like, "Nothing." And then Nick would be like, that's not really even Sarah. That's Robot Sarah." And I was like, "No, it's not. That's not. She's human Sarah. And she's my sister." And he'd be like, "No, it's Robot." And she'd be like, "I'm Robot Sarah."
And I'm Robot Sarah. David used to take out his aggression. Robot Sarah.
Which one are you now?
Yeah.
Can't tell you.
David used to take out his aggression during these times by sitting on the tops of game board boxes. So by the time that my generation of cousins rolled around, it's all busted up. Covers of games.
All that shit's rubber banded together.
Yeah. Yep.
David, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
He has a fear of robots now, guys. It's actually weird. We can't go anywhere.
Actually, it's kind of the I have like a very deep fascination affinity for
robots.
Haley, you want to dress up in that robot?
No. Oh, God.
Oh.
I'm just weird. I know. This did get weird. I'm sorry.
He did that. I didn't do that.
So what else?
Do you remember me? Do you remember my birth?
Like
they were all in the room.
Because I remember all of you at the time.
No, I do remember holding you as a baby.
Really?
Newborn.
Yeah, that's
baby.
When David used to touch babies.
Dave has an aversion to babies. Yeah. He won't hold them.
I meant hold, I guess. Is a better way to say that.
He doesn't like to be in the same room as them.
Hey, baby. He's just... I'm gonna touch you, baby.
Stop. No.
What? I don't know what you're talking about.
Anyways.
Yeah, no, I used to hold babies, yeah.
Nice.
I don't do that anymore.
Unless we make you. We're like, hold the fucking baby. It's our friend.
The only babies that I hold nowadays are like if someone hands me a baby and like they're like
on the street. Here
you go. Yeah.
Like really fast.
Well,
like
no,
in what
like,
situation are people like just handing you babies?
Yeah.
No, like our friends.
Yeah. Like Nikki, whoever's baby that one time she was watching, she's like, here, hold this baby. And then I'm like, well, no, okay, I guess I'm holding it.
And then it pooped.
Yeah.
And then it immediately pooped.
It's like, I was holding it, and then she's like,
but you like poop.
Yeah. That was a long time ago. I don't know.
I was cultivating.
Do you remember the last baby you held?
Because
was probably like 12 years ago.
Dang.
I really...
The poop baby.
Did you hold my babies?
I don't.
Mm-mm.
No. I didn't. It might have been the poop baby.
Maybe. What about Gels babies?
Oh, yeah.
Nope. Never held them.
Really?
Neither of them. Mm-mm.
You didn't hold either of Nikki and Lucio's children?
I don't think so. Nope.
Wow. Sometimes I like take stuff.
I think you.
And hold them like a baby.
Well, and this may. I don't know if this was before that, but I know you held Auburn's first kid.
Oh, did I?
Yes. I know that because she shoved that kid in your. We went and visited our friend Auburn the day she gave birth.
Yeah.
Oh my
God. And she literally was just like, here, Dave. And like shoved the baby in his arm. It's like hours old baby. And he's just like, ah.
Oh, she's
you
a
like
ring
totally
bear,
went or... all Tina on it. You're like,
Yeah.
That's so funny. Because, I mean, how you were way younger, obviously, when Hana was born.
Oh, yeah. No, I was quite young. Yeah. I must
it's not
have
that
been
he
like
just
12.
Doesn't like it.
Yeah.
Doesn't like to hold babies.
No, I don't. They don't. I don't know. You know, babies don't do anything for me. I mean, I don't I don't, like, when people are like, oh, that's a cute baby, I'm like, okay, sure, well, I guess so. I mean, it's not like a, I don't hate babies. I don't think I hate babies. I just don't, they don't stir any emotion.
You also, you actively avoid them.
Cold, emotionless.
You're a robot. Yeah.
Are you a robot, Dave?
This is robot Dave.
I may be a robot. Would you like some potatoes?
See,
yes.
I like babies.
Confirmed.
I will hold like an infant. But once it gets to be like where it can, it's getting a somewhat of a personality, I'm not holding it anymore. So like,
that's when you can give it to David.
Yeah, that's
like,
that's
what I need to be able to hold it like a cradle. Once it gets to the point where I can like prop it on my hip, nope, done. I don't know why.
What if it's a midget baby that grows into like a 4-year old midget? Then you have a 4-year old midget, you can still swing like a baby.
No, then it gets to be, they have to be like 7 in order for me to accept it again. Yeah, it has to be
the
7. It's like from 9 months to their 7th birthday, I want nothing to do with them. Yeah.
I have to say, if I do remember correctly, maybe you guys can back me up. When you, Hannah, and your sister Grace were young, I feel like you developed personalities pretty early on.
Really?
I don't know, maybe if that's just me, but it seemed that way. Like, I could talk to you and you'd have something weird and interesting to say. I mean, maybe it's just because you're a couple of weirdos.
Yeah, I don't know.
The first words Hannah ever said to me were at the end of the night.
Oh boy.
Like, of me meeting your family.
Okay, for the record,
you were like,
I was 7.
Yeah, I was like, you were like 7,
child.
8, and you just ran up to me and you were like, I have ducky pajamas. And then you like ran away.
I got those ducky pajamas from your mom, Daisy Duke. They were from a friend and they had like this little rubber ducky on it with bubbles coming up. I was so excited about that shirt, and so it was my pajamas.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that shirt. That's how special it was
to
me.
I remember it.
Where is that shirt?
I was like, she speaks?
I don't know. I don't really remember.
Well, you were like 7, so I'm sure it's gone now.
I remember going to the mall and having people think you were my mother.
Yeah. And I was like 17.
And I was like 7.
Yeah. I mean, it didn't happen, I guess.
McWorld. well, we're getting pretty close to time. Is there anything you need to get off your chest? I mean, you need to shout out anything, anybody?
Shout out to the cousins that couldn't be here.
Pour
a drink out.
Pour a drink out.
Pouring out for Grace.
Can you just like? Can you just drink it?
Yeah. Well, into my mouth.
Not pour it out.
Who should we shout them out?
Nathan and Grace.
Nathan and Grace.
And Kelly.
Kelly. And
here's to you.
Cliff.
Captain Cliff.
Major Cliff.
It doesn't sound as...
Is Major off Captain?
Yeah. Is it Captain Major?
No,
Major
Captain. Would be even better. Captain Major.
Captain Major Cliff. I don't know. I just like Captain Cliff. Yeah. That's the original.
All right. He's the OG.
Here's to you.
OG.
OG, say.
I'm going to make him a shirt that says that. Okay.
All right. Cheers to
cheers.
Other cousins.
Yay. Oh, good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.
Peace and blessings. Peace and blessings. Bye.